This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government announces reconstruction plan for damages caused by Gen Z movement. All three tiers of government to share responsibility. Rashtriya Swatantra Party launches orientation program for newly elected lawmakers. Party leaders urge MPs to uphold accountability and public trust. Parade Against Evil, Ghore Jatra Festival being celebrated across Kathmandu Valley today. And tensions escalate in West Asia as Iran confirms killings of senior officials after Israeli strikes. Now, the news in detail. The government has unveiled a comprehensive action plan to address economic and physical damages caused by protest on September 8 and 9, 2025, across the country. The plan, based on a report led by National Planning Commission Vice Chair Dr. Prakash Kumar Shrestha, outlines damage assessment, reconstruction, strategies, resource management, and measures to revive the private sector. Reconstruction will be implemented over the current and next two fiscal years, guided by short, medium, and long-term strategies. The government has prioritized mobilizing internal resources, with all three tiers of government expected to fund recovery efforts supported by federal assistance when necessary and coordinated with the private sector and NGOs. Total losses from the protest are estimated at 8.45 billion rupees. The Ministry of Home Affairs has directed police to investigate an incident that could affect Nepal-China relations and take action against those responsible. The move follows a communication from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs which relayed concerns raised by the Embassy of People's Republic of China in Kathmandu. The concerns relate to the reported burning of the book The Governance of China, authored by Chinese President Xi Jinping at Manmohan Technical Institute in Morang. The Home Ministry has instructed the District Administration Office and police in Morang to carry out a detailed investigation and ensure appropriate action against those found responsible. The Inquiry Commission formed to implement the orders and judgments of the Supreme Court related to the transport sector has submitted its report to Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal. A delegation led by Commission Chair Deepak Subedi handed over the report yesterday. The Commission was tasked with studying key issues in the transport sector, including pollution, route permits, vehicle operations, transparency, passenger safety, compensation mechanisms, accident liability, and concerns over syndicates and cartels. Receiving the report, Home Minister Ariyal expressed commitment to implementing its recommendations at the earliest. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is continuing hearings on writ petitions challenging the decision to withdraw money laundering and organized crime charges against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani. As proceedings could not conclude yesterday, the next hearing has been scheduled for Thursday, March 19. The petitions were filed by legal professionals challenging the Attorney General's decision to withdraw the charges filed during the previous government. The Public Debt Management Office has said Nepal's public debt has risen by over Rs. 204 billion in the first 8 months of the current fiscal year, reaching Rs. 2.88 trillion or about 47% of GDP. Of this, domestic debt totals Rs. 1.35 trillion and external debt Rs. 1.53 trillion. The government aimed to raise Rs. 559 billion in public borrowing this year, achieving just over half of the target by mid-March. Domestic borrowing has performed relatively well, while external borrowing remains low. Meanwhile, nearly 59% of the allocated debt servicing budget has already been spent, with total debt servicing costs standing at just under 4% of GDP. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has begun a two-day orientation program for its newly elected House of Representatives members in Lalitpur. According to General Secretary Kavindra Burlakoti, the program focuses on parliamentary practices, legislative procedures, policy-making and the roles of parliamentary committees. Party spokesperson Manish Jha said that sessions also cover parliamentary business, party policies and the responsibilities of lawmakers. Addressing the inaugural session, Vice Chair Dol Prasad Arial urged members of Parliament to uphold public trust and work in the best interest of the nation, emphasizing accountability, good governance and effective service delivery. The RSP secured 182 seats under the both first-past-the-post and proportional representation systems in the March 5 election, reflecting significant public support. Likewise, the Communist Party of China has congratulated RSP on its success in the March 5 House elections. In a message from its international department, the Chinese party expressed readiness to work with Nepal to deepen political trust and expand cooperation, including under the Belt and Road Initiative. Meanwhile, in a separate event, former President Ram Baran Yadav has urged the RSP to utilize its near two-thirds public mandate from the recent election for nation building while safeguarding democracy, the constitution and federalism. The Ghore Jatra festival is being celebrated today across the Kathmandu Valley with traditional fervour. Rooted in legend, the festival commemorates a demon named Gurumapa who was believed to have terrorized the city. While the demon was ultimately defeated, residents began the annual ritual of raising horses across Thudikhil to symbolically prevent its spirit from returning. Food offerings are also made at night to ensure the safety of children. As part of today's celebrations, the Nepali Army is showcasing various public performances at Thudikhil. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has assured that the public there is no need to panic, stating that the supply of petroleum products, including cooking gas, remains normal across the country. According to spokesperson Manoj Kumar Thakur, imports from Indian Oil Corporation are continuing regularly in line with the demand, with assurances of uninterrupted supply. However, the corporation has urged consumers to use fuel responsibly, especially as Nepal remains fully dependent on imports, encouraging the use of electricity for cooking, ride-sharing and reduced reliance on generators to ease pressure on supply. Meanwhile, authorities have also intensified market monitoring amid reports of artificial shortages. The government has warned of strict action against those involved in creating artificial shortages or charging above the regulated price. President Ramchandra Paudil and Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav have expressed condolences to CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli following the passing of his father. Both leaders visited Oli's residence in Bhaktapur to offer sympathies to him and his family. Mohan Prasad Oli, father of the former Prime Minister and Chairman of the CPN-UML, passed away last Friday at the age of 97. In the meantime, on a separate note, Prime Minister Sushila Karki thanked the CPN-UML for its support in conducting the elections in a peaceful manner. The Prime Minister invited UML leaders to Balwatar to express her appreciation. During the meeting, Prime Minister Karki said elections were the only peaceful way to resolve the situation and appreciated the CPN-UML for its constructive role, urging leaders to accept electoral outcomes as part of democracy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions in West Asia have escalated sharply following a series of deadly attacks and retaliatory strikes between Iran and Israel. Iran has confirmed the killing of senior officials, including the security chief Ali Larijani and Waziz Force commander Gola Miraza Soleimani, after Israel said it carried out targeted overnight strikes. These are among the highest-level Iranian casualties reported in the current conflict. In response, Iran launched further missile attacks on central Israel. The conflict is also expanding across Gulf region. Bahrain, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have reported intercepting Iranian missiles and drones targeting their airspace. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized NATO allies for declining to deploy naval forces to the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz amid the crisis. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the Himalayan region of the country, while the hilly and Torai regions will likely remain partly cloudy today. Likewise, there is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. The division also stated that the country is under the partial influence of a western low-pressure system and local winds at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government announces reconstruction plan for damages caused by Gen Z movement. All three tiers of government to share responsibility. Rashtriya Swatantra Party launches orientation program for newly elected lawmakers. Party leaders urge MPs to uphold accountability and public trust. Parade against evil, Ghode Jatra festival being celebrated across Kathmandu Valley today. And tensions escalate in West Asia as Iran confirms killings of senior officials after Israeli strikes. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.